Torah is not just about learning, it's about giving, which is why we refer to the mitzvah of learning Torah not as Limud HaTorah, but Talmud Torah. In fact, we see from the Gemara in Brachot Daf Chet that if a person learns Torah in a way that they cannot give it over, they don't get sachar for the learning itself. Torah is meant to be passed on. This is why when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in conversation with the Jewish people before Matan Torah, describes what their status, what their mission will be if they receive the Torah, he says, "You will be for me a mamlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh." You will be a kingdom of leaders, of kohanim. The whole Jewish people are meant to lead. They're meant to lead the world, explains the Sforno. All people are valuable and Jews are supposed to impact the world as a whole. And we see what leadership is from the beginning of the parsha when Yitro arrives. He's a visitor, but he observes and he makes constructive suggestions that are ultimately accepted. Rashi explains from the beginning of the parsha that Yitro, one of his names was Yitro because he was responsible for adding a parsha to the Torah. And Rashi points to which part? The Pasuk Chaf Aleph, V'ata Techazeh, you should look for people amongst the Jews who can be judges. The Kotzker Rebbe asked a very powerful question about this Rashi. Yitro's words to Moshe did not begin with V'ata Techazeh. They began with Navol Tibol, describing what would happen to Moshe if he did not delegate. So why does Rashi, when he talks about Yitro's addition to the Torah, speak only about the later part of the parsha? The Kotzker Rebbe explained, leaders are not people who identify and complain about problems. Leaders are people who make suggestions, who bring solutions. And what made Yitro a leader, who we can learn from as B'nai Torah and Lomdei Torah, is that he made constructive suggestions. Rabbi Jonathan Sacks has a very powerful piece where he speaks about this, and he quotes Margaret Thatcher, who reported as having said of another Jewish advisor of hers, Lord David Young, "Other people bring me problems. David brings me solutions." Let's remember this in a world where people are very quick to point out problems and complain about things. We should always make sure to try and think about what the solutions are so we can be true leaders who not only identify the issues, but make suggestions about how to solve them.